Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Pretty Basic.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back to Pretty Basic. We are here in the studio. I'm your co-host, Alicia Murray.
And I am your other co-host, Remy Cruz.
And we actually have a few exciting announcements.
We do.
One of them is the merch is selling out really quick. If you guys want anything that's up on prettybasic.com, now's your time to get it, because once these designs are gone, they are gone. You will not be able to get them again. So now's your chance before they're gone forever.
Before they're gone forever. You can have a piece of Pretty Basic history.
History.
And speaking about Pretty Bacon. And sorry, Freudian slip, I'm hungry. Speaking of Pretty Basic herstory, we have something very exciting to announce to our listeners and our family.
If you guys saw at the Grove, we did basically like a big meetup and it was super fun. And we've had a lot of people be like, let's do more of that stuff. Like, we would come. And there is something in the works. That's all we'll say right now. However, don't forget to follow Pretty Basic Official on Instagram, and that's where you'll get all of the exclusive tea. I hope you guys are loving the close friends on there. I know I am. Actually, am I on?
I was gonna say, I don't know if I'm on. Did you see my face? I was like,
no, I had a distant memory of like, oh,
no,
we're
definitely
are.
We're on it. Yeah.
I was like, was that a dream?
I see it. I see it from time to time. Yeah. I'm just so happy to be here sitting on these couches with you.
I know. I love it. I love it so much.
So much.
You know what else I love? I love the fact that we had a weekend.
Yeah, I love the fact that I came home in one piece. I love the fact that I came home a little early, sorry, and watched Suits all day and had a deliciously productive day yesterday. I really put the work in for that. Yes.
Like, yeah.
But yes, we did just go to Miami and we went for a bachelorette trip. It was my first bachelorette ever, one of your first few.
I mean, we can get into it.
And
it was a time. It was also both of our first times actually going out in Miami.
Yes.
Which, anytime I've mentioned that to someone, especially leading up to the trip, people would be like, oh, where are you going? I go, oh my God, Miami. They're like, oh my God, you're going to have so much fun.
Oh yeah.
Then I explained, this is actually my first real time going out in Miami, because I had been for my Girls Night In tours forever ago.
Say, was it Girls Night In?
It was Girls Night In. And like, we had an off day there and we definitely like, again, it wasn't like crazy. It wasn't like prime, like what you think of Miami clubbing. It was just like we went to some bars and it was, again, kind of chill and lax. Everyone was like, oh, I'm praying for you. Good luck. And I was like, oh God, I was nervous.
I mean, Miami, I know it's just it. You do have to be like very hyper vigilant around things. But I was more so scared about the fact that I've heard, I went to Miami once for a brand trip, but like a brand trip and a bachelorette trip are two very different things. And I remember some of the girls on the trip were going out. Like, they'd be like, let's meet in the lobby at 2 a.m. and then start heading out. And I was like, I'll be in bed by 11 at the latest and be sleeping. And so I was very, very much prepared for like oh, it's going to be long nights. And when we kept posting our photos while we were there, there were so many comments that were like, I can't wait for the Pretty Basic episode on this. So we have to divulge everything. I will say, had we gone on this trip a few years ago, I think it would have been a little bit different. I think that would have gone a little bit crazier.
I just feel like we were not as careful back then.
Oh, I was just saying I would have been, I just was a partier more. I would have just drank a lot more.
And single.
And see, that's the thing, like singleness. And yeah, I think it would have been a little bit crazier. But I mean, I still had so much fun and so many hilarious things happened and I can't wait to get into it.
I was thinking about this since Coachella. I think that was the last time I had like a marathon of a weekend where it's like you day drink, you drink at night, you sleep for 3 hours, you get up, you do it again. Like it's been so long since I've done that. And this weekend was the equivalent of that. And I was just like, oh my God, it's been so long since I've like marathon. And then I think about the fact that we used to do that every single weekend.
I truly can't do it anymore. I have a few friends in my life, like Steph, my best friend from college, Kaylee, my best friend from like middle school. And whenever we like start a marathon of a weekend, they would always tap out early. And I'd be like, you suck, but okay, of course, go home, whatever. And I have become that person.
I thought of the SpongeBob when he's like, loser.
I just like, I can't keep up anymore. I don't know how I used to have the stamina. I do think, I mean, no, because there are so many people who are in long-term relationships who are still just as fun as they were. I just like, I feel my body getting older. Like I was talking about this to my blog, specifically 28. Mm-hmm. I feel like I noticed big changes in my body. Like my body cracks in ways that it used to not crack. My right hip flexor, to be exact, pops every time I lay into bed every night.
Wait, like at least how like are you five times into well, never mind.
What? I'm just laying there.
Wait, how are you getting into bed?
I simply lay there and then it'll go. I just feel like my body, like I feel myself changing and I'm getting older. And as scary as it is, obviously it's just like a normal part of living, but I can't. I mean, I used to be able to marathon and shots all weekend long. And now I had two drinks a night, if that, in Miami. And I was gone.
Did you only have two drinks?
Yes. Half of it was absorbed by my nightcap.
Oh my God. Yes. No. I remember I told you to swing it around and it started spraying everywhere. I was like, what? There are these little covers that you can put over your drinks. So
got sponsored on PB.
So you don't get anything slipped into it or whatever. And I was like, oh, I forgot mine. You brought me one. I'm so sorry.
I bought a 4-pack. We got sponsored on Pretty Basic. I was so excited because it's a Shark Tank product. I think it's ingenious, but it's like a little scrunchie. And you can pull out of the scrunchie like a little like it's attached by like an elastic band. Mm-hmm. And it's like a little cover for your drink. So if you are in like bars, clubs, areas where you are scared that, you know, someone might slip something in, you always have to be hyper vigilant and aware, which sucks because people suck. But of course, got to look out for yourself. And I bought a 4-pack and I gave one to you, Ash, TK and myself. And I was like, we're all using these because we just wanted to be careful.
In my head, I was like, it's covered as if it was a lid. Well, it's just cloth. Yes. And I, you know, just PSA, if you are at a club and you're dancing like crazy, Rim and I are dancers when we go out.
Yeah.
I don't think, in my head, I was like, it's covered. It's fine. Because I Ashley gave me hers for a second when she was done with her drink. So I was like jumping, bouncing, whatever. And then I go to take it off and it's like, I could ring it. It was so wet. And I was like, oh my God. And then you were holding yours. This is before I had Ashley's drink. And then I was like, oh my God, spin it around like a helicopter because I'm dumb on the dance floor. And Remy, listen to me. And then she does it and literally
splash zone. Here's the thing. User error. Ash, I'm sure hers was bone dry because she just likes to sway. Mm-hmm. We like to twerk and jump and scream. No. And so then it was quite absorbed into the material. Yes.
Yes. Again, in my head, I was like, it's covered. It's fine.
But like still genius idea. I think if you were just going to like hang out, I mean, still it's okay if it like it absorbs some. Like I felt very safe having it.
Oh no, same.
I loved it so much. Next mm-hmm. time, maybe don't jump, Remy, and we'll be okay.
I know. Don't flip upside down.
Don't do some coffee grinders.
Killing it on the dance floor, though.
I agree. I felt like I was in Vegas.
No, it felt like Vegas.
It felt very much Vegas.
Oh my God, when the air things come out, like, yeah, and they're like, whoa.
I hate those.
The guys were kind of weird.
I would agree.
Right?
Yeah, the Miami men were kind of scary.
At least we were only in quite literally 3 bars max the whole weekend, right?
Yeah, we would stay like in one bar pretty much the whole night.
Yeah, I feel like we really didn't go like to bar that club. Many.
Half bar, half club.
The first one was the restaurant, which mm-hmm. that one was insane. That was so fun.
Yeah.
But let's get into the nitty gritty. So obviously we went for a bachelorette. It was our managers. So it wasn't a work trip, but it kind of was because it was all of our team and like people who we've like worked with or other clients they have. And yeah. It was so fun because I have seen her like let loose a little bit, but I've never seen her fucking drop it low the way she did.
She's
especially
so cool.
The drag brunch. I was like, Abigail.
The drag brunch was iconic.
Iconic.
I love a drag brunch.
I literally have a battle wound on my index finger on my right hand of a little blister from me literally whipping my fan so hard. Like,
oh my God, the fan.
I loved it. We went to the Palace.
Yes.
In South Beach, Miami. And you guys, we've been to a lot of drag shows. That was probably my favorite I've ever been to.
I was told before we went that it's like the most world famous, apparently.
It was so, so good.
I got this like little email with this cute little graphic of like the whole schedule for the weekend. And it literally felt like a brand trip. I mean, there was like, we went to drag brunch and then there were like dinners and then we went on a boat and then there was club nights and like all these sorts of things that were already pre-planned. And it was as someone who loves the plan, loved the themes. We had the bride loves Drake. So it was champagne mommy night or champagne poppy night.
Mommy and the poppies.
Yes. And then we did passion fruit night, which we were like pink and orange. And then we had like a James Bond style
for the
yacht day. It was so much fun. Yeah, the drag brunch was insane.
Oh my God.
Truly like the best drag show I've ever seen in my life. Alicia caught the wig. I caught the wig.
I know you posted it on your Instagram. That was funny.
Oh, I love.
We'll post it. We'll send it. We'll post it on the PB Instagram too in case you guys missed it. But seriously, like it was just such a fun time. Oh my God. You know what I'm so pissed about?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't use our necklaces.
Oh my God.
Guys, I saw this TikTok. It was this person filming a girl at a bar and the girl had on an AirTag and the like slowly zoomed in on her from across the bar and it said, to the girl who's wearing an AirTag, I hope you find your way back home. And it reminded me of the bracelet I got you for years ago that was like, if found, please return to, and I put my phone number on it. And I literally was like, Remy, we have to do this in Miami. This would be so funny because we were terrified that like, you know, just anything bad would happen. So we were like, okay, we have to be smart. Like, let's do this. What if one of us loses our phones?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have an AirTag and I'll be able to find the other one, right? So
actually, how would we have accessed the AirTag without our phone?
No. The other person would have it. Wait,
I don't know if we thought that one fully through.
We didn't.
Well, because you would have had to put my AirTag on your phone and vice, but still.
No, yeah, because then I'd be able to see where you are. Okay. Oh, wait, I guess we'd have to switch AirTags.
Yes. Okay,
oh my sense. God. Well, I bought on Amazon and I still want to film the TikTok with you because the next time we go out, we should still do it. I bought these like kid necklaces, like unicorns that are AirTag holders. And I was like,
they're for children. Yes.
They're literally for children, which honestly, like I remember tangent. Do you remember when the backpack with like the leashes came out for kids?
I was just thinking, Jess going to ask thoughts on backpack leashes.
Okay. I remember when it was a thing and thinking it was insane and like so crazy. Be like, you have your kid on a leash. Okay. I literally got lost in a mall and they shut down the whole mall when I was literally like 4. Trauma. Anyways. And now I'm like, I fucking get it.
You know what would have helped? A leash.
Or an AirTag.
I will say my friend was a backpack kid. My friend was a backpack leash kid. And it kind of makes sense. Like she was nuts.
Was she
like,
nuts?
As an adult, she's nuts.
So did she?
Very chaotic.
So she wanted the opposite?
No, she loved it. I mean, she's here today.
No, but like, do you feel like now she like,
she's for backpack leashes. No, she's for a backpack leash. I think if your kid is crazy enough, can't hurt.
I'm thinking of places like Disneyland or like if it's like crazy and they're just walking. I'm like, maybe I would. Well, here's the thing. That being said, I feel like the AirTag necklaces is like the newer technology version of a leash.
I agree. And a little bit less strange. The more that I think about the fact that you put your kid on a leash, it is kind of weird.
I know.
But I mean, an AirTag on your kid is like, I don't know. But I feel kind of weird about all this stuff.
Now I feel weird about it too, because then I think of like, it reminds me of the Black Mirror episode where the mom's like stalking her daughter.
Did not see that
one. Oh my God, insane. And like, she basically, she like puts something in her eye so everything that the daughter sees, the mom can see. Anyways, but if you're using AirTags and kid necklaces to go out with your friends so you don't lose them after they lose their phone or something like that happens, I think it's totally fine.
If you're a consenting adult, yeah, for sure. No, I'm not sure where I stand on backpack leashes. And there's a lot of things, though, that I feel like I can't have a full opinion on until I have a child myself.
For moms, I'm always like, trust your gut. Because your mother and like your mom instincts for your kid is stronger than what other people think.
Agreed.
And it's like, maybe your kid doesn't need a backpack. Maybe my kid does.
Danielle did.
Danielle did. I'm like.
Like, I'm not kidding. When I met her and she like eventually told me she was a backpack kid, I was like, makes sense.
I'm scared to like have kids with the internet because it's like already it's crazy unsolicited advice for like how to raise. Like, it's hard enough to raise a kid, let alone with like. Thoughts and opinions.
Oh, you're scared to be a mom while having, while being on the internet.
Yeah.
I agree.
I saw Lauren Giraldo just post this and she was like, I don't want anyone to know when I'm in labor because they're going to be blowing up my husband's phone and he won't be focusing on me. And I was like, oh my God. Yes. I've never, again, haven't thought much about it, but now I'm like, I fully see that side.
She was saying that her family has a big problem with that and how she's like, I want to go home and I want to be able to latch in peace and I want to be able to like relax in peace and not have everybody trying to come over immediately and all those sorts of things, which I have never thought that, but it really gave me good perspective.
But again, I guess it depends on your family.
And you won't know until you're giving birth.
But damn.
Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. Okay, guys, I'm sure we all know I have become the poster child and the biggest fan of Hinge, obviously, considering that I met the love of my life on Hinge. And I feel like so many of our friends and people in our lives have met their boyfriends, significant others, fiancés on Hinge. And I mean, I can just attest it is the best app that I have ever signed up for in my life. And I'm just so eternally grateful for Hinge for bringing me Cal.
My favorite thing about Hinge is that it helps you date more intentionally because they have so many amazing features on the profile. Like for instance, one of the profile features is having intentional dating, and the dating intentions feature is so cool because right off the bat, you can see if someone's looking for a short-term relationship, a long-term relationship, life partner, just friends. There are so many different types of dating intentions out there. And honestly, if you're looking for a long-term relationship, it saves you so much time and going through the wrong people who maybe aren't looking for a long-term relationship.
Totally agree. There's nothing more awkward than getting like 5 dates in and having to have that conversation of like, so what are we? What
are you
looking
seeing
for?
Other people?
I love that it is upfront and there are no questions asked about this. Like for me, when I was dating, I personally deep down was looking for a long-term relationship, but I was making it seem like I wasn't. So if I had had this option, I would have put looking for a long-term relationship. And I feel like that would have saved myself so much heartache.
Regret.
Overall, I love that it just basically leaves less room for confusion and assumptions and just makes getting to dating or whatever, meeting new people so much easier. So download Hinge and share your dating intentions to find someone worth deleting the app for.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One funny thing that I was dying laughing about. Like, I came home. I told Cal when oh my God, Cal was so cute. So I flew back a little bit early with Pranav, our friend Pranav. And we got off the plane and Cal was coming to pick me up from the airport. And which is so sweet. And that's like the nicest thing someone can do for you. And LA is picking you up from LAX on a Sunday. A Sunday. Did you hit so much traffic trying to get home?
No,
Sunday night?
There was none.
Oh, wow. Every time I come home Sunday night. I feel like there's traffic. I landed Sunday midday and oh my God, there's so much traffic. But I got off the plane and Pranav and I were like just dilly dallying. We like went to the bathroom and then I was like, I want a coffee. So we went to Alfred and we're just like the kid that comes in late to class. And like Cal was like, hey, I'm like I'm about to be there. I'm like, okay, on my way. I'm like just taking my time. And we're going to the carousel. We're trying to figure out where our bags are. And then we stopped to chit chat again. And then I look and Cal walks up and he had literally parked the car, came out, got my bag off the carousel for me and then picked me up, which was so nice.
You're like, shit, sorry.
No, literally I was like, oh,
you like didn't get him anything.
No, I didn't. I was like, coffee. That I felt bad. I mean, usually just takes forever. So I was taking my sweet time. But also Pranav was really happy that I changed my flight to go home with him because he got his wallet stolen on night one. And we've all been there. There was a time where I lost 4 phones in a month because I would go out and black out. And my phone would get stolen.
It was that YSL bag that didn't latch properly.
Yes, I've learned I can only bring bags with a zipper on top because Romy knows how to do a zipper. She doesn't know how to do a clasp. I had to memorize the address and the directions from my apartment to the Koreatown Verizon because didn't have GPS to get there. So I would get myself there. I became friends with the girl who worked there. We've all been there. It's normal. It happens. So Pranav got his wallet stolen on night one. And on night two, when we went out, Tommy had told me he only had brought a credit card and a debit card. And he had given Pranav his debit card. And I mean, obviously you and I would do the same. Mm-hmm. But I did tell him, I don't know if I'd give him your debit card because it's a lot worse to lose a debit card than a credit card. He's like, it's fine. It's fine. And so...
Did he lose it?
No.
Did Tommy buy the coffees?
No. Yeah, he did buy us our coffee. Thanks, Tommy. I was like trying to pay and he was like, Tommy's got this.
I'm dead.
But no, I have to read you guys this comment because I was dying laughing. So we're in the middle of the club and we are all partying and having fun. And we're all like in the middle of the dance floor, so loud. We're like screaming at each other. And I at one point I look and it's only Tommy there. Pranav had disappeared. And we're dancing for a bit. And then I look at him like, where's Pranav? He was like, I think Pranav went to the bathroom. We were like, cool. We danced for another like couple minutes. And then he turns his phone to me. And Pranav had texted the group chat between us four. He said, bought her a bottle and a table. Distract her. And Tommy just shows me this. And I go, on your car.
You know what's funny is when I saw that, I truly didn't even realize that he didn't have a wallet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just because Tommy and I had that conversation. And so I was like, on your card. And like the realization on Tommy's face was like, and he texts back, on my debit? How much? I keep like 500 in that account. And so Tommy's talking to me. He's like, I need to transfer some funds. And so then I was like, oh my God, Tommy, I felt so bad. I was like, he didn't like sign off on this. Yeah. So I was like, oh, like Alicia and I, sorry, 300 bucks. I was like, Alicia and I will help pay.
Sorry, you. He didn't sign off on this. Alicia and I will pay.
Pretty basic will help Pretty cover basic. That. I was like, I just felt so badly. I was like, that's so much money to just like, to not be aware that you're spending. Sorry.
So everyone, please like this video for the amount of times that PB has covered things.
Well, I love when we meet girls out at the bar and like, I'll walk away and I come back and like, you've met new subscribers at the bar. You're like, I bought everybody drinks.
Oh my God, basic.
I'm like, I love it. And so then Pranav just replies, no, I Venmo Gladys, your maid of honor. And Tommy said, let me at least use the Amex if you're getting more than a drink for this point. Because he kept going on. He's like, my points. And then Pranav said, no, it's not on you. Tommy replies, LMAO. Okay, I had a panic attack and Remy thought I was poor. I'm like, I didn't think you were poor. I felt bad that you had to pay. He didn't ask
for. He's like in the club trying to like talk to the fucking Chase or whatever. And like, hi, can I transfer funds? And it's like the automated, you know how the automated systems are like, please like speak clearer or it's like, I can't understand you. Say that again.
You hit your daily maximum limit.
Press one. He's like, what?
It was just so funny because that's like something we would do.
Yeah. No, they're literally
take each other's card and just like put it and be like, we'll figure it out later.
Oh my God.
That had me dying laughing though. So that was my favorite part of the weekend. My other favorite part of the weekend is when Alicia and I were just sitting on the bed and like Alicia does this a lot where it'll just be pure silence. And we're like getting ready or like just like a nice quiet moment. And she'll just say something so out of pocket and like very random that I'm sure you were like stewing up in your brain for a little while that you're like, oh, I should say this now. So we're sitting there in the silence getting ready. And then all of a sudden she goes, you know, I always knew that you needed to date an ally, but I like didn't realize like how big of an ally that you needed to date. And like now I know Cal is like obviously that big of an ally and I'm just so happy for you.
No, literally like I heard it come out of my mouth and I didn't like I knew what I was trying to say, but the look on your face after I said it all, I was like, oh my God, you thought it was going to be this deep thing. Cause I was like, dude, like, I know, like, you knew early on, like, Cal was it, and, like, he's so perfect for you, but I didn't realize how much he needed to be an ally. Like, he really is an ally, because I forget what we were talking about.
We were not talking. It was silence.
Yes. No. Remember, you were saying a story.
You brought this up in pure silence, and I was like, true, but, like, what had brought that on?
Anyways, premonition. Anyways, Cal's an ally.
Cal-i. That's what Ollie and I call him.
Cal-i.
Hashtag Cal-i. No, he is an ally and I love it so much. But I mean, I agree. I just need to start making a note of like random things you bring up out of nowhere.
No, that list will be very long.
Mm-hmm.
And
I appreciated it.
I hope so.
Cal did too. I told him that and he said, thank you.
He's like, question mark? I think.
Thank you.
Maybe. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a huge compliment.
Also, I'm just laughing at how like tame this episode is compared to like our like when we were feral in 2018. Well, like I apologize that we didn't do much.
No. Here's the thing. If they were our stories, we could share a lot. A lot of the insanity.
Yeah.
The pure chaotic insanity that happened in Miami.
Yeah.
Has to stay there because they're just not our stories.
They're not
share.
Our stories and
but they're insane.
There was a yep. There was a lot that went on. I mean, like from our tame stories from our bedroom, Alicia showed me some new lashes.
Dude, the Kiss Impress platform ones, they are literally game changing.
I got multiple DMs from girls being like, I don't know what it is, but you just look extra beautiful in this picture. And it was a photo of me wearing your lashes.
No.
And I think you should share with the class.
No, I have talked about these so much. I'll put my affiliate link in the description box if you're watching the YouTube. But when I tell you, like, they are my, I think they're, I like them better than my Accent Ardell 315s.
Wow.
Which says a lot because those are my holy grail lashes.
I don't love, unless you have naturally long lashes, like yours work. Like for me, I can't wear a half lash because I have such short, stubby Asian lashes that it looks like so short and then so long at the end. You know what I mean?
They have half baby ones that are shorter.
Even then.
Oh.
I'm going balls to the wall or nothing at
all. Remember when you... Like you had like thick
I had
lashes.
Like caterpillars, but you know what is kind of sad, I would just get bigger with the lash as I felt more insecure with my looks. I thought it would like cover up, like people wouldn't look if they look at my lashes,
like you're if you're fit.
No, just like how I felt or how I looked.
Oh, Romy.
But like if you look at like photos, it's like they got progressively bigger.
And I purposely said Romy.
It got progressively bigger. And now that's okay.
I remember when you stopped wearing big lashes. I was like, Rem, I love you with more natural lashes.
What am I wearing? I'm wearing a pretty big lash today. But blink, blink, blink. See, I've learned the lash has to go with the look. Mm-hmm. I used to wear these giant, like bigger than a Lily lash every day. Uh-huh. But like, what if I was just wearing a light glam moment?
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm saying. So these ones are like, you put them, they already come pre-glued. You put them underneath your lashes. It sounds terrifying. It's not as bad as you think. And when you look down, you don't see the lash band. There's no leftover glue residue. I will say the only thing that sucks is it says 24-hour wear, so you can't really sleep in them. And they're just a little expensive. However, I have swam with them in Italy in the ocean, or sea technically, and then in Florida in the ocean, and they didn't come off. So like they basically look like daily lash extensions.
They were... I will say there's definitely like an art form to it. Like mm-hmm. You obviously have it down now. If you put it a little too close to your tight line, it can get like irritated.
Yeah.
So I'm learning. I mean, I only did them one time, but I mean, the amount of DMs I got that I looked stunning just proved your point.
And I like how you can do shorter ones in the front. You can do all thick. Like yesterday I did short and then long and mm-hmm. they were like very like doe-y and I loved it.
There was a little moment where I was doing like at home DIY lash extensions, like in deep COVID. Like I feel like I was like, I'm going to try them. And it was like the glue and the bond and all these sorts of things. And those hurt. And like, then what I don't like about lash extensions is you can't sleep I'm a side sleeper and I hate that you can't sleep on your side because your eyelashes will get squished. You have to sleep on your back and like all these sorts of things. Like I felt like it was just very high maintenance. And worst of all, you can't rub your eyes. Mm-hmm. I like that you can take these off and rub your eyes.
Yes. So you guys should try them out. I absolutely love them. They're a holy grail kiss. If you're listening to this, I would love to work with you in any way, shape or form. I'll film a tutorial, you know, for you of, you know, whatever. I'm here.
I'm available.
I'm here.
I would love to do like a favorites episode soon because there are so many things that like you love that I need to know about and vice versa.
No, I would love to do that. I would absolutely love to do that.
That'd be fun. We haven't done one since like 2019.
Oh my God, I think you're right.
It's been a long
like
time.
A Master PB favorites. I'm glad that was one of your favorite parts of Miami was finding new lashes. I literally was like, can I glam you, please?
I want you to do a full glam one day.
I would love to glam you. I have to make sure you love it because if you hate it, I'm going to be like, fuck me. I have to like, you know,
Makeup by Alicia Marie.
No,
I'll be nice, of course.
But yeah, honestly, I feel like this has put me in the like, how do I want my bachelorette like moment to be? I thought it was so fun. I'm glad Abigail didn't have to plan anything.
This was my first bachelorette ever. And I kind of knew how it went, obviously from like movies, but never going to one. I mean, shout out to her maid of honor, Gladys. She absolutely killed it. Like leading up to it, she did such a beautiful job planning. I did indeed text Abigail and say that your maid of honor has got it covered. She is amazing. I think Alicia's going to need a little bit of help with the planning.
Oh, did you say that?
I did say that to her.
Oh.
And she said, she's got it. And I said, we'll see. It's just, it's so much. I'm sorry. It's just,
I'll have help.
I know you will have help, but
here's
my birthday limo.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that at all.
Okay, sorry.
Because that was a minor little dent in the universe of like what's happening.
It was a multiverse glitch.
It was.
Maybe tell them what happened.
No, they know. Remy's birthday, Ollie and I were like, let's surprise her. So we were like, let's get a limo and drive all around LA. And I just underestimated traffic at that time. I was like, oh, it'll for sure take an hour and 15, 20 minutes to get to Malibu. No, it took like 30. So we were just sitting there like, what's next? And Remy would be like, what's next? It reminded me of the episode of New Girl when Jess is like, it's my birthday. She's like, what are we doing? And then Nick's like, fuck, what do we do? That was me. I was Nick. I literally was like, we're just gonna stay here for a little bit.
I loved it. We sat on the beach. We had a lovely talk.
And you know what? It was memorable. You'll never forget it.
I love it. I was simply kidding. I just now know how much planning goes into a bachelorette. And I know that you're not a planner. So I was like, you're going to have help, obviously.
Yes. I might call Gladys before and be like, how did you do
You should. Maybe she could give you like a master class.
I feel like I'll be good for your bachelorette.
I think you'll do a great job. I was simply kidding. But I did text Abigail.
But now I'm like, she's crushing it. Let me start prepping now. Fuck. I have to. Me the last minute DMing like clubs like, hello. Hi. I'll post for a free table, please, anything.
So she crushed it.
No, imagine I'm like, hey Rem, so here's your deliverable.
Yes. I mean, I would do it.
I know, but the whole point is that you don't have any stress.
I think I would help. I would like want to be included in my bachelorette planning.
Oh, honestly, I think I would too.
I just think like I would actually not even ask you guys to plan it. I would like to plan it myself, I think, and make it like a brand trip.
I feel like and we'd be like, Remy, this is your trip, not our trip.
I would love to plan it,
but
though.
I feel like you would want to be involved. Well, I'm here to help however, you know, if you chose me to be like a maid of honor or something, like that, fine. Like also it's fine.
Not assuming.
I don't want to assume. I will say one thing that I've noticed recently, which I definitely want to do in my bachelorette, is a lot of brides lately will bring people who aren't even in the bridal party.
Yeah.
I love that because half of the drama that I feel like comes with bridal parties is people feeling left out, there being cliques, or someone doesn't know anyone and they're like dreading it the whole time. And I've been invited to a few bachelorettes where there's the bridal party, but then there's also just friends. And this was one of them. We're not in Abigail's like bridal party or anything, but she wanted us there. And we had such a blast and such a fun time. And I definitely want to do that for my bachelorette, like for sure.
I agree with that. There were 24 people on this trip and like half were work. We fall into the work category. And the other half were just like her family and her bridal party and things. And I think there's a special place in hell for people who make other people's weddings, bachelorette parties, anything to do with their wedding about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like back the fuck off. It's her wedding. It's her day. She gets to do whatever. But I agree. I think that I already have my bridal party in my head, obviously, since I was like 8. And
you're like,
one day when I meet Alicia Marie, she will be
you at 8 with a vision board, and you have a photo of me on there
at the Line Hotel. Hi. It was all part of my master plan, but I agree. I think it's just so much more fun.
I was gonna say also the people who normally wouldn't have a buddy or a friend or something, it's like you can kind of like piece it together more.
Yeah.
And it's just fun because when we were leaving, I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited for the wedding. I'll see you all there.
Yes.
Like, I feel like it makes the wedding more, I don't know. You I'm know a huge funny, fan actually, of it.
And we have like a big group chat that's still popping off to this day about like updates and photos and things. And someone wrote like, see you all in November. And I was like, what's in November? I like completely forgot that this was for a wedding. And it wasn't just a fabulous weekend with new friends.
Oh my God.
Where do you want your bachelorette to be?
That's the thing. I feel like, I mean, we've talked about yours, obviously being in Vegas.
Oh, have we? I'll be in Vegas.
No, I mean, we've talked about it.
Oh, you and I, yes. Yeah. Yes.
And I so see that for you.
I love Vegas.
I want it to be like relaxing-ish in the day, but I want to go out and it be fun and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only picture like a big city, which it would leave like Miami, Vegas. I don't really want to go. I don't know. Honestly, I'm like, what's my budget?
And then go from there.
I've never been someone who plans... That just goes to everything. What I'm saying. Like, I haven't even thought of my bachelorette.
You know what I've realized about like weddings and engagements and things like that is I feel like it's the world is split into two categories, and you either have like the me or you have the you, where it's like you've thought about it. I'd say I'm like on the lower end of like the bride fanatics, like the girls who have like dreamt about their wedding since they were a kid, and like know what dress and like all the florals and things like that. Like, I don't know any of that. I just know like very few things that are like non-negotiables for me that I've felt since I was a child.
Wait, like what?
I don't know if I want to say them all, but like Vegas for my bachelorette is oddly like
you were 8 years old.
Literally since I was like a teenager, yeah. I'd be like, I want that. I think a lot of it I've just pulled from like movies. Like, I guess I'll say it. For instance, I won a June wedding, and I have wanted a June wedding since seeing Bride Wars in like 2000.
Oh my God, Bride Wars.
When did that come out? Like 2008? I don't know. That movie like is one of my absolute favorite movies. The Vera Wang gown, I used to say like, I want that gown. Would not look good on my body shape. At the time, I didn't think that. I didn't understand body shapes then.
I think that's why I obviously like when Pinterest first came out, I had like a wedding thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it'd be so funny to look at that now. I wonder what's even on
it. Oh my God, I bet it's like so cheeky.
Yeah. I'm sure it's like, yeah, I'm sure it's really bad. But I think I always knew, I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna like then.
Of course.
Okay, guys, I want you to think of your happy place this summer. The sun, the sand, the big city or town that you just explored. We all have a place, and when it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. My summer happy place is honestly laying by a pool in the sun with my friends by my side, maybe some snacks and a drink in my hand, preferably a hotel by the beach. Those are my fave. So think of your summer happy place, and Priceline wants to get you there and help you travel to your happy place for a happy price this summer with deals that you cannot miss out on. You guys know, if you've watched my channel for a while, you know I'm a huge fan of hacks, life hacks, and I use Priceline's Express Deals. Like, I'm not kidding you. Anytime I travel, I am always going on Priceline first because I know I'm going to get the best deals. I hit book, the hotel name is revealed, and I save up to 60% of the retail price. The Express Deals are amazing because if you don't know exactly where your heart is set on for like a specific hotel, for instance, it sounds kind of spontaneous, but I love living in a spontaneous moment. I can still get the neighborhood, the star rating, and other amenities like the gym or spa, all that I want. And then once I hit book, the hotel name is revealed and I save up to, hear me out, 60% off retail price. Seriously, my biggest hack is using Priceline's Express Deals because that is where you get the best deals. But you know what? Some people don't necessarily have a specific place that they love going to every single summer, and they're open to trying new things, or they want to go somewhere that they've maybe never been before. And let me just say, Priceline has you covered. Visit priceline.com/prettybasic to go to your happy price this summer.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I just remembered that that gown that Kate Hudson wears in the movie with the like purple lilac ribbon. You know, it's the ball gown. And then this song called Dream by Priscilla On is in it. And I had like a dance routine. Like that movie just like really solidified things for me. And I was like, I want a June wedding and I will have a June wedding. And I've thought that since then.
The only time I ever was like, wow, I would have this for like my wedding was when we went to Italy and I stayed in Florence at that hotel. Like,
yes.
I actually, if I was getting married, like literally tomorrow, I would get married there.
I can't wait and for your destination wedding.
I've never in my life felt that way about something.
I've also always thought like, I'm not going to have a destination wedding. And I feel very strongly about that. As beautiful as everybody else's is, I just like have always known specific things that I want.
Yeah.
Also falling into that side and side category, which I think is really funny, is I follow this girl named Shelby on TikTok who I love. She's really cute. You'd like her. She does these like healthy habits. Like she's like the cycle of like developing a healthy habit. And so I really like her content. And she is so funny because I relate because I feel like we're similarly in the same boat where she has a boyfriend that she's had for a long time and she'll post TikToks where like she thought that he was going to propose. She was like, there's this one specifically where they were going to a concert. She was like getting ready in the mirror and she was like, guys, I think it's happening tonight. Like I didn't think anything until right now. And I realized my family's coming into town. His family's coming into town for this concert. Like it has to be happening. It has to be happening. Like she was like, what white outfit do I wear? And then it cut to her at the concert and she like showed her hand and she was so mad. But I thought it was hilarious. And I was like, that's so funny. But then I went through the comments and it was very much divided of people being like, let him like do this, like let it happen.
Yeah.
And then the other half was like, oh my God, this is so funny. Like I'm in the exact same boat. So it really just opened my eyes. I was like, I see validity on both sides.
Yeah.
I personally am more on her side in the way that I think.
Yeah.
But I just thought like, what it feels very split with like weddings and things.
I know. I feel like I'm the oddball out because I'm like, I haven't thought too much about stuff. Again, maybe it's different when you like, no, because there's girls, like you said, from like third grade who like just know what they want.
Yeah.
Or like they're just like, you know, smitten by it all. I would love for it to be a full surprise for me.
Your engagement.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love. But like knowing my brain, I don't know if that would actually work. Like I would want people to throw me the fuck off. I would want him to take me on like 4 trips just to throw me the fuck off.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, oh my God. Yeah. So that's what I want.
Okay.
Making
my note.
No, like obviously I don't know, but obviously when you're with someone and you like talk about the future, like you have an idea if it's happening soon or like within a year or like I know there's like the timelines that way. And like, obviously I don't want to be caught off guard of like, this is too soon. Cause that would be my worst nightmare. The actual like plan and what he does and all that kind of stuff. I definitely want to be surprised that way.
I don't want to be surprised.
See,
personally.
That's so fucking
but different. I mean, like, and that everybody has their own relationship and like is best for them. I personally am a believer that you should at least have the conversation about beforehand. But I'm sure there are so many couples out there who had never had the conversation, who someone popped the question, they said yes, and they lived happily ever after. Like they're, it's different for every single couple.
Yeah. Oh my God. I need to tell you a story about my friend.
Okay.
So one of my really good friends from high school was dating this guy. And this story has never left my mind because she was dating him for, I want to say like 3 or 4 years. Like it was a long time. And I liked him, but I never, especially because it was from high school, like I never was around him much. So at this point I'm like, well, I trust your judgment of him because obviously like you're the one dating him. I don't really know him, but I did meet him a couple times and I didn't not like his vibe, but I also was just very aware. I didn't know him. I was like, yeah, like as long as you're happy, you know? And she tells me, she's like, yeah, so we broke up like randomly. I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? What happened? Like, I truly thought they were getting married and she did too. And she was saying, she was like, I just like knew in my gut for a long time that like there was something off, right? Like just something. And I didn't know exactly what. All of these like feelings came at a flooding like moment because him and her were on the beach and they're walking and it was such a cute like trip. They're walking. It's like the sun setting. It's the perfect time for him to propose, right? He kneels down and she said instantly her heart was like, no, like you're not my person. Please don't be like, stop, 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 stop. Like that was her initial reaction. This is a movie moment. 2 seconds later, he comes up and he had just picked up a seashell. He wasn't even proposing. And she was like, in that moment, I knew I had to break it off.
Oh, like, poor guy.
But at least he never actually did it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm just like, that sucks.
No, I know, right? Once they broke up, she was like, yeah, he definitely had some like anger problems. And like there were little flags that she said, like, she always kind of knew, but in her gut, once he was kneeling down, like her heart sank and was like, please don't propose. Please don't propose. I was like, holy shit. Like, I truly thought they were getting married. And I was just like, dude, so that's when it is. I do think it's important to at least have like a conversation, because my worst nightmare my worst nightmare is someone proposing to me in front of people. And like, do you say no or do you say yes and later tell them no? Like, what is better? I don't know.
I think both.
I'd be like, can we talk?
I think you know how like people have proposed in like really public situations.
Oh no, I can't.
Like basketball games or things like that. And someone says no. It's so sad, but I do think that that's why like something like that is not only for the public humiliation portion is it important to talk about it, but it's just important to talk about making sure that you're both ready to take that next step in your relationship. One of my best friends was dating this guy that I did not like for many years, but I was nice. I played nice, but I just like thought she could do so much better.
Yeah.
And when she would, they were together for like 6 years, and like at year three, she'd be like, okay, like, so what's the next step? Like, do you think like we would get engaged one day? And he would say, quote unquote, this is 3 years into a relationship, if you play your cards right.
What?
And then at year maybe like five, he bought her a promise ring to quote unquote, shut her up. They're not together anymore. Thank God.
Wait, I think I know who this is.
Yeah. Oh. Thank God. And now she has someone new in her life and we love them so much.
I already know what you're probably going to say, but what are your thoughts on promise rings?
I don't care. I mean, did the Jonas Brothers take theirs off?
Promise ring, I think of the Jonas Brothers. I was thinking like a promise ring in a relationship, and then it was funny because like you're thinking purity ring.
Oh, I kind of thought they were the same thing. Purity ring, you wait.
Yeah, virgin for life.
And
yeah.
Then a promise ring is like a promise that we will be engaged.
Yes, I think so.
Interesting. I didn't know about it till right now, so I have no thoughts.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. Like, she always told me she got a promise ring, but I was like, okay. Like, I didn't think anything else of it.
I feel like, and maybe I've never had one, so maybe I don't. But to me, I'm like, you can't promise that. Like, shit happens in life.
I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing in the moment. I do. Right? I don't think that, I mean, like, for instance, like my best friend who had one, obviously they broke up later on down the line for obviously a plethora of different reasons. Yeah. But I'm glad that like that promise ring didn't keep her staying, because he was not good for her.
I guess I personally wouldn't want a promise ring.
Something interesting to me, I've never wanted a promise ring, but I also like, again, every relationship is so different. I'm like, whatever makes you happy and makes you feel secure. I will say something really interesting is I have a friend who recently got engaged, and she told me that up until she got engaged, she felt very insecure in the relationship. Like, she just felt like, not that she was even aware of it, but like once she got the ring, she was like, oh my God, okay, I feel so good now. Like, not that she was questioning anything before, she just didn't even know how to feel until she was proposed to. And then she was like, oh my God, I feel so secure in everything. Like, he can be gone for whatever and do whatever. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. For me, when I get engaged, I don't think it'll change anything I mean, I can't speak till it happens, but I don't think it'll change anything mentally for me, because I feel very secure. And I know I feel so like 1,000% secure sitting here right now. Maybe it's because we've been together longer than the friend that I'm talking about, but still, I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting thing to feel.
I had a relative get married to someone because they thought they would fix their problems. So I feel like, to me, when I'm more of a, like, if you're not secure in your relationship before a ring, you're not going to be secure after. But that's only because I've seen the negative side of that, which, like, obviously I don't know them or their life.
I think I would say that to my friend too. If she had expressed that she was feeling insecure before the ring, she didn't even know till she got the ring, and she's like, oh my God, I feel so secure now.
Got it. And also, I think what's hard is when you hear the term boyfriend and girlfriend, when you've been dating like 5, 6 years, et cetera, whatever, or you're already living together or something, it feels so like weird to say like, oh yeah, my girlfriend, when you feel like you're so much more than that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've had friends who are like, dude, I feel like we're married. Like, just saying girlfriend or boyfriend doesn't feel like as substantial, like you're my person. You know what I mean? So maybe in that sense too, being like, oh, I can finally call you my fiance. Like, I get that. Does that make sense?
No, I totally get it. I just like don't feel that way at all. Like to me, a label is just a label.
See, but then I'm like, those people I'm thinking of were together 6 or 7 years. And I'm like, why hasn't he proposed? But also whatever, some people don't want to get married. I'm just not that person.
See, I think a lot, I always hear that people are like, oh, well, if it's been too long, I really just think of like every relationship of like they're on their own path. I have friends who have babies with their life partners that they've been with, their boyfriend and girlfriend. They've been together for like 10 years. They just never want to get married. Mm-hmm. I was like, respect that.
If I was in an 8-year relationship and the guy hadn't proposed, I'd be like, you need to figure your shit out because this is what I want.
Yeah. Well, I think
then we're not going
to
work out.
I think it comes down to like, yeah, if that's not what he wants, then you guys aren't just a good
match.
Yeah. And
if that's not what, yeah, exactly.
But I agree with that. I mean, I personally would like to be engaged and married myself, but everybody's different and I respect it.
And if we were having bachelorettes, they'd be crazy. But if you want to go to Greece and like have a little like, that's fine too.
I love that. I love like the idea of a spa. I love relaxing. I saw Asia Deng went on like a solo bachelorette too.
Wait, what?
She like went on her own. She did like a club night here and then she went on like a solo retreat by herself. And I have to say that looked pretty nice.
Honestly, I think, I don't know if I would have that be my bachelorette, but I think like a solo trip before getting married sounds very heavenly. Like in the sense of, this is truly your last time being single. Your life will forever be changed. Mm. That's like, it's your last time.
One last hurrah.
I've also seen, I'm sure you've seen them on TikTok, although we do have very different For You pages. I've seen brides on TikTok being like, I decided to have a contract where like, if you're agreeing to be my bridesmaid, like, these are some of the expenses that's going to happen. These are like the like rules that come with it. And at first when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, that's psychotic. But almost every wedding, there's drama, friendship breakups. Like there's such intense stakes with weddings that I feel like that happens a lot. Like where people aren't talking anymore or blah, blah, blah. Or like there's all this drama or who's on who, whatever. And there was this one girl's template and she's going over it of a contract for bridesmaids. And it was basically saying like, if you live an hour away or more, you're not expected to come to these things.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, I love that. Cause like, even, you know, like let's say I have someone who lives 3 hours away. Like obviously I want them there, but I like, hey, no pressure if you can't make it because I get it. You know what I mean?
Like, I do think it's like a little serious to write it in a contract.
I know.
Just text them and be like, it's fine.
Well,
like,
I'm sure that's, I don't know. I've seen both, but maybe they just did it for the TikTok, but, or even like, hey, like no pressure if you can't afford it, but this is gonna, because it is expensive. Even some of the dinners we had, obviously, like you can only have one or two cards down for such a big group of people. And obviously there's times where you have to pay more or less, but like, that's also just like, you know, resentment gets built that way when someone's like, I paid $200 for this. And you're like, I get it. But like, you also agreed to come and how do you like deal with that? Yeah. And like, so I'm like, I don't want it to be insane, but like, I do want someone to know like, hey, like you're not expected to come to this.
I feel like just weddings in general, now that we're at the age where so many weddings are coming up, which is so exciting. But I mean, they're expensive, traveling to weddings,
just attending
the dresses alone. Yeah, it's definitely like it adds up. And I feel like that's something that I never thought about before. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh my God, wedding's so fun. But then yeah, the traveling aspect, the hotel aspect,
even just like every guest with a plus you're paying for. So it's like, if you don't absolutely want someone there, like don't invite them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
But anyways, I feel like I learned a lot. I had so much fun. I got very drunk and honestly, I was slipping.
I had so much fun. I can't wait for the wedding. And what are you going to wear?
No, I actually have no idea.
Me either. We've got some time.
Please let us know any bachelorette insane stories you have in the comments or even wedding stuff. Like we should react to insane wedding stories from you guys. I think that'd be hilarious.
I think also when we have our own bachelorettes, those episodes will be very different.
Not only, we're going to be like, oh my God. I'll be like, oh my God, the Europeans.
We're keeping it professional. We're keeping it professional.
Well, it could be, you know. Anyways.
No, right now we're keeping it professional.
Oh, yes. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Pretty Basic.
We love you so much and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.